We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
By the way, I just want to point out, we were talking about nepotism in Hollywood. It does not fall far from radio. And someone here pointed out the only reason, according to a texture, that Mike Hawk is on this show.
Oh, come on.
His dad, Tony. That's right. Tony Hawk is Mike's dad.
He had a fine career. Had nothing to do with getting my job here, man.
Well, he brought you up when we were skateboarding together, when I was showing him how to do his tricks.
But it was really my talent that brought me in here, not his influence at all.
After I landed a 600, he said, will you hire my son?
It was a great move, Ted. And in that moment,
thanks, bro.
Tony Hawk knew, like, dude, please, please let my son Mike work with you guys. Because if Ted can stick that, I want him to be around that kind of talent.
God, I haven't dropped in like a month.
Today we toast Tessica Brown. And if her name sounds vaguely familiar, it's because she was also our shot of the day back in February. Tessica earned the shot of the day back then because she's the woman that substituted Gorilla Glue for her usual hairspray, resulting in weeks of a rock-hard ponytail that was only unstuck thanks to plastic surgery. By the way, that surgery was a $12,000 surgery, but because her situation was so stupid and it was so public, they actually did it for free. Well, Tessica is back and just as dumb as when we left her, and it deals with her goddamn hair again. So I'm going to let Tessica explain in her own words what has gone wrong this time.
Hey, y'all. So I decided that I was going to start wearing my real hair. But when I looked at it, you know, I had a gray head here, a gray head there. So me thinking that my hair is strong enough to take chemicals, dude, no, it wasn't. I put the dye on, jumped in the shower, rinsing it out. And as I'm rinsing it out through my hair is steady coming out as I'm rinsing my hair out. Look, it's just falling. It falls out in clumps. Look, it's just falling out, and I don't even know. It's like it's melted on the end. Like, I don't even know. Look at it. Like, I'm over it. Like, look all of it.
You don't deserve hair.
No.
I said this to Mike earlier. I said, look, I'm bald because biologically, based on my genetics, it's going to happen. Mike, you're bald because biologically, based on the Ted. You're bald.
Yep.
Miles, go after yourself. But this chick has hair. She is super gorilla glued her hair because she used it in place of hairspray. You fast forward 10 months. Here she is again. I don't know what chemicals she put in her hair to dye her hair. But now her hair is falling out in clumps.
Jesus.
Because of the chemicals. Tessica, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you are stupid. And I do not believe there's any hope for it. Anyway, she's back. More problems. So we toast her for the second time of 1 year for the exact same goddamn problem. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch hola!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault!
Shamo!
for the second year in a row, Dave Grohl has been doing the Hanukkah sessions, 8 tunes a year, with the basis being that they're all done covers of Jewish artists.
Correct.
In the music industry. So he has done, I believe, 6 as of today, if I'm not mistaken.
As of sundown, yeah. 6. Yes.
Exactly. 6 will be released, and a couple of those featured a cover of Barry Manilow's Copacabana, also Van Halen's Jump. Those were the 2 tunes were offered up on a Bad Choice Friday, both covered by Dave. Mike, how was the voting?
It was really close, Miles. This one came down to the wire with 48-52 split.
Damn.
But at the end of the day, we don't play Barry Manilow on this station. We play Van Halen.
Okay.
You guys are disappointed, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
Here is your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. You are listening to the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. James Corden.
Get out
of here.
Look
at that.
Oh, man.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
The Jimmys.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there. The title of these guys have teams of talented writers who help them come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Tesla just announced 2 new products that are kind of surprising. First, they released a $50 whistle, and it sold out immediately. Then they announced a $2,000 ATV for kids called the Cyber Quad. Or as parents put it, here's a whistle. Merry Christmas.
Sure words never spoken.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Fallon.
Tesla just announced 2 new products that are kind of surprising. First, they released a $50 whistle, and it sold out immediately. Then they released a $2,000 ATV for kids called the Cyber Quad. Or as parents put it, yeah, here's a whistle. Merry Christmas.
I will say that quad looks
awesome. Does it look cool?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not above buying one. It ain't for the kids.
I was going to say,
that's
if,
all,
I, if I could fit on that damn thing, man. I know,
like, you're not getting on this.
It looks like good times.
Britney Spears has taken to the internet after a win in her court case to say that therapy doesn't work. Wait. Not going to therapy is kind of how we got here, Britney.
Details.
Yeah.
Sorry, Britney, I love you, but he did have a breakdown. I think it's her money. Her parents should be in charge, but
I agree.
It seems
with
like
the
an odd time to be like, therapy's for idiots.
Well, they dictated the therapist.
So yeah, she right, had to right. go to That's the ones. Her, right, right.
Exactly. Like, if I want to go to therapy, I pick my counselor.
Right. Yours yeah. was not going to yeah, work because like, dad wanted that gonna, money.
Right. We're going to shove somebody else down your throat that we picked. Okay.
I do love crazy Britney, though. That messy hair. Those
messy hair. She shaved it
dark,
off.
Dark yeah, mascara. Eyeliner,
yeah.
You don't have to explain.
I know.
Little jewel on the belly button.
I know. Jean shorts.
White shoes.
Give her a guest sweatshirt. Let's just finish
socks,
the perfect look.
Skirt.
In Germany, they're not taking any chances with the Omicron variant. The German government announced a nationwide lockdown for people who aren't vaccinated. And they are banned from all but the most essential businesses, like supermarkets, pharmacies, and stores that sell black turtlenecks.
Seth Meyers.
It's a Sprockets joke. I'll go Jimmy Fallon.
Kimmel!
You know, in Germany, they're not taking any chances at all with this Omicron variant. The German government announced a nationwide lockdown for people who aren't vaccinated. Unvaccinated Germans will be banned from all but the most essential businesses in the country. They'll only be allowed to go to supermarkets, pharmacies, and stores that sell black turtlenecks. That's it.
Annie Live premiered on NBC. It's been a tough year. So NBC wanted to lift our spirits with an orphan singing about how hard life is.
Seth Meyers?
Come on.
Fallon.
Annie Live premiered on NBC. It's been a tough year, so NBC wanted to lift our spirits with an orphan singing about how hard life is.
I almost feel bad. I think it was the last night or the night before. All right, I get home, I turn on the TV, it's just starting. My daughter's like, ooh, no. Period.
Harry Connick, was he playing the bald head?
Daddy Warbucks.
Yes, he was. So he was wearing a piece, I guess, that covers his head?
It's called a bald cap.
Yeah. Or did he shave it? Yeah, I was going to ask.
Oh, that's a bald cap.
Okay.
Come on, this close to Christmas, he's going to shave those right. locks?
He's probably got specials coming up, man.
Yeah, he's got a show.
Okay. It's his time of the year.
All right, I think a few of us in this room, actually all of us in this room have been there. Now for Mike, it was arena football.
All right.
Yeah.
It's happened to me at a few concerts, definitely at the Moore before. You ever maybe smoke a little too much weed? And
absolutely.
Yep, kind of get stuck at a show. So Seth Rogen, he had a pretty good story. He was on the Tonight Show. Adele, if you don't know, everybody in the world loves Adele. She had this big concert, one night only. Was airing on CBS, and Seth Rogen was lucky enough to get a seat he didn't want.
So we go up to the desk and they give us our tickets, and our seat numbers literally are 1A and 1B. And I'm like, oh,
it doesn't get bigger. Like,
that sounds close.
Yeah, it sounds real close.
And if Adele, you're watching this, why did you do that? And there was, the whole time, I'm like, there's so many more famous people than me here who should be sitting where I'm sitting. And I could just like feel them be insulted that I had such a good seat. Like, I was in front of Drake. Like, there's no world where I should be in front of Drake. What? How is that possible? Like, I was six rows in front of, like, Ellen DeGeneres and Kris Jenner. Like, I truly have no idea they did that.
And
it was truly wild. And for me, at an Adele, it was hard for me to look cool because I'm uncomfortable. I'm too close. I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio behind me thinking, like, did Seth Rogen write Rolling in the Deep? Is that why he's so close?
And he was stoned.
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like, I think from the outside looking in, right, you're like, Adele probably is just a fan of Seth Rogen and was like, likes his movies and was like, oh, I'll put him up front. But sometimes you forget, like, celebrities, they are just, in the end of the day, a human being.
They are.
So I like the idea that him and his wife, like, they know they're going to have good seats. But I don't think it's special you're expecting tape for a network that you're going to be in the damn front row.
Let me say this about this. My wife loves Adele because it's Adele and she is my wife. So the Adele thing, and Adele did a great job, right? But they kept one night only, one night only.
She is an amazing singer.
One night only. And they show the setup. Everyone there. There was no one you did not recognize.
Oh, it was all celebrities?
100%. And I don't know why. And it's nothing against Adele, but it was just my thought, like, is this what we want to see on TV? Because the way it was advertised is like, ooh, you know, it's this experience, and that's great. But, I mean, it was not every celebrity, but everyone there was a celebrity. And I'm like, oh, okay, I see what's happening. We're watching really rich people, right? And again,
are you going to tell them what I'm going to tell them?
Well, I would take advantage of it, too, if they came to me.
But keep in mind, it's not just Adele. She's now dating one of the most powerful sports figures.
Yes,
who the hell is she dating? Rich Paul is a sports agent. It's LeBron's buddy. They came up together. Okay. Some people don't like him. I like him.
Okay. I didn't know she was dating him, but you know me.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he's a mover and shaker behind the scenes. So besides it just being Adele, I can imagine Rich being like, hey, man, we're inviting these people. So,
and I'm sure he calls her man all the time.
Let me ask you this.
Hey, man.
let me talk for a second.
So Journey.
Let me holler at you.
Dude. Journey is playing Climate Pledge Arena coming up. Who's Journey playing with? I can't remember.
Bands that make sense with Journey.
Exactly.
Sticks?
But you could get a ticket in there for probably $60-$70. It's pretty good, right? So, I saw Journey in Vegas. It was $225 a ticket.
God,
granted,
damn.
It was the night before New Year's. They're doing the same residency now, all right?
He's with Billy Idol.
Ooh. Right. And they're also touring with Toto. Actually, I had this conversation with Neil Schoen the other day because I'm that guy. But I forgot that. But what I mean is, Adele's doing a residency in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
How much are the tickets? So if Journey's $220, right, for me in Vegas, but I could get Climate Pledge for $50, $60. Adele is what, $1,000?
My wife texted me yesterday.
$2,000?
My wife texted me yesterday to say, Adele, see if I can even find this.
I mean, I cannot believe she, first of all, she's doing a residency. I'm just curious. That has to be the highest ticket in music
but
right
not,
now, right?
They're not Maybe doing it by sale. Okay, so this is a text from my wife yesterday, 2:04 p.m. We're not even on the air yet. You're still playing the previous. Adele is doing a residency in Vegas. My response starting when? January 21st, April 16th on the weekends. I registered to see if I could get us tickets. I said, okay, how much are they? I have no idea. And they're doing it like they did Hamilton. Now, let me explain Hamilton.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Hamilton,
oh my God.
I had zero interest
thousands,
in seeing
thousands
Hamilton.
Thousands of dollars.
And I'm like, dude, there ain't anything on this earth I'm spending that much money for if I'm still on this planet. You understand what I'm saying? So she puts in, there was a lottery to get Hamilton tickets. And at this time, everyone on Earth wanted to see Hamilton, all right?
Did you see it at Paramount?
Hang on. So I told her, go ahead, babe. Because a lottery to me means you have absolutely no chance. Then I forget about it. Well, about 4 months later, I get the text, oh my God, we won the lottery. And by we, she means her, because I really didn't want to go. I thought I had now. So I ended up seeing Hamilton. I know a lot of people wanted to see it. I'm here to tell you. It was fine for what it was. I do not care. I wouldn't see it again. So my fear is with this Adele crap, she's going to pull this crap off again. And listen, if she wins this goddamn lottery to see goddamn Adele, then I'm gonna, you need to buy scratch-offs.
All right, real quick, some stuff for the weekend. Your Pac-12 championship game is on actually right now if you want to check out. Kraken are playing tonight. The main thing I just want to remind people on Sunday, unfortunately, the Seahawks game got flexed. Yeah. So don't sit around waiting for Sunday Night Football. I'm not sure your guide has updated, but they are playing at one fifteen.
So that I can't watch the Ravens.
Also, a side note, Ted is going to the game tonight. If you see him, buy him a beer.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Buy him a beer.
I was like, we can not do that joke at Climate Pledge.
I'll turn it around for you. I'll turn it around.
I was like, I got nervous. Like, no, Miles, not there.
No. You buy Ted a beer.
Please, God.
Thank God, right? Please save him some money tonight. He's got a big weekend. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man seeks help from a bomb squad after getting an artillery shell stuck in his butthole. Meanwhile, a Maryland man fights snakes with fire, although burning down his house was not the goal. Bride passes out, vomits, then gets pooped on her wedding day. Florida man makes sure his dad will never come over again for a stay. An Italian man tries the old fake arm trick to avoid the COVID vaccine. And it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, I'm sorry. We go to Maryland where someone burned down their house. They've got a good reason, however. They were trying to rid their home of a snake infestation.
Fair.
They attempted to shoo the animals out of their basement using the smoke from burning coals, a mistake that unfortunately led to the inevitable catching fire of their home and eventually burning it down.
Did you see the house?
I did.
1,800 farmhouse.
Where was it?
In Montgomery County. This was basically probably historic registry type of place.
Not anymore.
Like the last thing standing is a chimney that goes up three stories. That
funny how chimneys survive.
It's gone.
Right. Just a reminder that you burned your house down.
That's right. It was designed to be here. In other news, a bride in Florida had one hell of a bad day. We covered it earlier today, but it bears repeating because it is just fantastic. On her wedding day, during the ceremony no less, the bride started to get dizzy and nauseous, telling the groom that she didn't feel well before collapsing into his arms. She was able to make her way over to a banister before she started vomiting, but did end up passing out on the ground shortly after her increased susceptibility due to her low blood pressure and iron levels. But it got even worse when her sister swooped in with a fan that was previously directed towards her infant son, who was still in his mother's arms. But the bride's nephew felt the call of nature at that moment and began to defecate over the unconscious bride, dripping his donation down his mother's arms and onto the bride's dress.
And the best part is, you know, bride's dresses are white.
Right. And it couldn't have landed anywhere else. It had to be on the dress, on the bride, who is now passed out on her own wedding day. Like, pretty much everything that could have gone wrong with this particular day, as far as just horrific scenarios, pretty well did.
But I give her credit. She's like, it's all good. It's all funny. It just happened.
That's right. Gotta see the humor, man. If you don't laugh, you'll cry. Let's go to Italy, where a man is in trouble for trying to fake his vaccination status. Like others in the country, the man wanted to have a vaccination certificate, but didn't want to go through all that trouble of actually getting the vaccine. So he came up with a brilliant plan. He put together a clever disguise of a silicone arm on his body that would get the vaccine.
Oh, wow.
Keeping him from the substance. As you can guess, it fooled absolutely nobody, and now he's facing charges.
Like, I feel like it's pretty easy to jab a needle and be like, that's not a real arm.
Now, right.
I think we could do that. Certainly, if you go to people in the medical profession, they're like, bro, you know that we know.
Right.
That this room temperature piece of latex is not your arm.
This feels
it's
like
not
rubber. Right. And again, if you don't want to get the vaccine, cool. Don't lie about your status. That's the problem where everybody's having issues. Don't lie about it. We're good.
Or at least get a good forgery like underage drinkers.
Exactly.
Right, like go through the process of getting the thing you need to accomplish what you want to accomplish.
If you want to take the hard way, take the hard way. Just do it, man. Disturbing story out of Florida. Police were called to a home about a man that might have passed. They got to the gruesome scene to find the man's middle-aged son covered in his blood, with him laying motionless on the floor. The son claims that he got into an argument with his father that went from slightly physical and got out of hand, ending with him punching his father two or three times before putting him in a chokehold and throwing him motionless to the ground. The injuries to the victim did tell a more aggressive story. The fight, by the way, was caused by the two arguing over a TV set, the son wanting to buy a new one and the father wanting to buy one for him. I don't know how that evolves into getting into a fist fight with him that ends with your dad dead, but I felt like it didn't need to go there.
So wait a minute, the dad wanted to buy himself a new TV?
No, so they were doing something with a TV.
All right.
The son said, I want to buy a new TV. The dad was like, no, I want to gift you a TV. Now, this might have turned into, no, don't do that, or maybe it was disingenuous. I don't know what it was, but eventually it led to allegedly the father throwing a punch.
Okay, if my parents ever threatened to buy me.
That's right.
And mom and dad, I hope you're listening. If you ever threatened to buy me a new TV for my home, I'll kill you.
That's right.
That's the spirit.
That is kind of crazy.
Just a little bit. A little nuts.
I mean, I get paying a tab at a restaurant. Jeez.
That is it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. See you up next for the Men's Room Happy Hour. We made it to 80 episodes. Download the Odyssey app.
That's right.
It's up next.
That's right. In the meantime, we be all about this biz for about 134 to 150 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, on a positive Friday, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.